Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Because the kid's kids, and we get a chance to do it just to see the look in his eyes. I'm happy that he's old enough that he will remember this for the rest of his life, and words can't even describe how happy I am and exuberant that we get a chance to have this opportunity.
They're my grandchildren, and they mean totally the world to me. I mean, they just have been absolutely... I see life as... It's a challenge, but it is also a work of God's grace and a work of God. So it's just awesome. Unconditionally,
I will love you unconditionally. There is no fear now. Let go and just be free. I will love you unconditionally. Every day too. Treasure for us. Every day is a blessing. Just as you watching me, don't need
apologies. Know that you are worthy. Well, I love her to death. I'd do anything for her.
Mommy and Daddy will be here no matter what. I love you unconditionally.
I will love you unconditionally. There is no fear now. Let go and just be free. I will love you. I do a lot for my children. I work pretty much two jobs, military and then my civilian job. So for us to spend time as a family, it's really hard for us to get together and do stuff. So this is like a time for me to like shut down the engines and just be with my children and be a mom to them when I'm always like the work mom back at home.
Still smiling.
Yes, he loves to smile. I will love you unconditionally.
I tell you, if you are listening to the show this morning, that's one thing, because we have some beautiful clips that have been edited together. But if you're able to get to a computer and watch Kid TV to see the videos going along with it,
man,
you can really see where your donations and where your money has went. It's been an amazing trip this year. Oh, I used amazing. Kid would be so mad at me right now.
Raspberry.
It has been. It's been an incredible trip. And I'll tell you what's really cool for me. Mm-hmm. I always seem to gravitate towards the single moms. Mm-hmm. And there are, unfortunately, a lot of single moms here. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if they're very... very various reasons why that's the case. But in some cases, more often than not, it's because dad says, I can't handle it.
It's too much of a challenge. Let me walk away, because that's the easy thing to do.
It is the easy thing to do. So you have a woman who is left with unbelievable circumstances and their stories. And they don't tell you, like, pity me, feel sorry for me. It's just, this is the way it is, and this is my life. And I was talking to Roy Lynn yesterday, and her son, Cade, he's 9, and he has cerebral palsy. And she says when he was 2 years old, she was involved in a horrible car accident because her ankle was bandaged up. And I was asking her, are you okay? She's like, oh, honey, I'm not even supposed to be walking. She was in a car accident when he was 2, and they told her she probably was never going to walk again. She said, that's not an option. I have a 2-year-old with cerebral palsy. I will walk again.
Wow.
And so, you know, mind over matter and the things that these moms are able to overcome, because she's like, I can't not walk. I've got a CP kid I got to take care of. And other moms who we've become kind of close, me and Emma Kelly, to Lakeisha and her children. She has Michaela, who's in a wheelchair, and she has a little girl named Nadia. She and Emma Kelly are like BFFs.
Oh, they're like holding hands.
Yeah, they were weird. And the older sister, Brianna, and she was saying how, you know, the situation where the dad left. I can't handle it the minute the daughter was diagnosed. And she works a part-time job, you know, trying to make ends meet. She has to take off so much time because not only does Michaela need surgery, she needs surgery half a country away. And so when she's got 2 healthy daughters, she has to have people help her.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you ask people for help and they just, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm so busy. I've got this and that to do. And she's really doing it on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just these women, and I'm sitting here complaining because then Michaela's being a brat. And, you know, it makes me really thankful because I'm surrounded by people who are willing to help me at the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
If I need them to help me, I have a really, you know, I have a great job. You know, I don't know if you know this, I make $1 million a year. So I can afford, yes.
She's being sarcastic.
It was on the internet.
It was on the internet.
It's not true if it's
and
on the internet.
Moms, I don't know how they're doing it. She's working a part-time job as a substitute teacher, and she's supporting 3 daughters. I don't know how she does it.
You know, Kennedy's mom, I'm sorry, I don't know her name. Kennedy's mom, she's in, Kennedy's in kind of bad shape, too, and she has, like, ventilators and tubes and feeding tubes and everything hooked up to her. And it's just, it's a job just to get her, out of the bed.
Yeah.
You know, and I wondered. I'm
and like, these women are doing it.
And they're doing it. She's a single mom. That's my point. She's a single mom. She's doing it by herself. She has another sibling, Kennedy does. But, man, it's just amazing to me.
And we have a grandmother here who's taken custody of her 2 grandkids.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kaylee, beautiful little girl, but she's confined to a wheelchair. And here's a grandmother thinking, I'm going to look forward to retiring.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go, you know, to the beach and stuff. And now, you know, joyfully.
Yeah.
Has taken, you know, custody. And that's what you just do what you have to do. So these are not stories of feel sorry for me. These are stories of strong women.
They find a way.
They always have smiles on their face. They have the best attitude.
So single moms from kids. I'm a big fan.
You're a big fan.
Some of
big
the strongest
fan.
People here.
Yeah.
You know, what's super cool about this, too, is that we're allowed to, you know, we take the kids to do some really cool experiences, and the parents can just kind of sit back and watch. So we take the kids, and then the parents sit in the crowd and watch their children with these just, like, looks of pure bliss as they get to do some really next-level things, one of which I've gotten to do the last couple years in a row, and it's probably one of my favorite things I do here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Star Wars Jedi Training Academy.
Yeah.
And this is where, you know, they take a whole bunch of kids, they get robes, they get sabers, they train for a little bit on how to take Darth Vader down and the troopers, and they come out on the stage and each one individually gets to fight Darth Vader. And I took 7 kids this year to do the Jedi training experience where they become honorary Jedis. One of these kids that went along with me was Noah, and I have to say he's a smiley kid.
The montage we just played at the end, you heard he's still smiling, and you heard the mom say, he's always smiling. That was Noah.
Yes, but I'll tell you whose face was even more priceless than Noah's throughout that Jedi training was Noah's mom's face.
Yeah.
She was so excited, and we actually talked to her about that.
I'm videoing, and I'm trying to keep my voice calm, and the tears are just going down my face, but I can't let him see me cry because he hates when I cry. Although I've tried to explain time and time again that it's tears of pride and joy, and I just overwhelming. I don't know. I just can't believe it. Words still can't describe it.
Pretty proud, huh?
Yeah, pretty proud. Nothing but that smile, and the smile that lights up my life, and it's the smile that gives me courage and hope, and knowing that he's going to be able to do anything he puts his mind to.
It's pretty cool. Your mom's pretty cool, Noah, huh?
Yeah.
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 All of a sudden, one of the attendants comes up and tells us that Buzz Lightyear has a special engagement with him at 2:15. Do we want to go? And we're like, are Noah? She's like, yeah, are you Noah? Noah says, ah, Noah. So sure enough, she comes out and she's like, well, follow me. And so we walked in there and there's Buzz Lightyear and Woody and one of our Army Patrol guards from the movie Toy Story. And they all know about Noah playing football, and they know that he's got this little James Avery football charm that he got for one of his birthdays. He plays a wide receiver and he plays safety with Pop Warner football. So they were, in essence, talking to him with their hands about throwing the football, catching the passes. And Noah's just agreeing and smiling and doesn't even have words for them because he's just in awe of them, you know. And they're taking pictures. And then Noah slips his armband from the kids and gives it to all three of them. They each got one. They take some pictures with Noah and they're high-fiving, and it was just, I don't even know. I don't have words. Just something I could never possibly think that we could ever do for him. And I didn't even think we were going to get in this time because we've applied a couple of times, and I know there's hundreds of kids that apply, but just to have his little wish and dreams come true, knowing that this made his day. And, you know, he doesn't go to sleep at night right now, and he's up crack of dawn in the morning because he was excited to see what the next day holds. It's been unbelievable, and I'm just in the corner trying to hover and cover my face because it's all full of tears that I'm crying with a smile on my face. I don't know how that makes any sense, but it does. Today is your day. Nothing can stand in your way. Today is your day. Everything's going your way. Today, yeah. Today is your day.
Noah's one of those kids, it's impossible not to fall in love with him.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
His smile has been plastered on his face from the moment we met him at the hangar before we took off on Kids Kids. And if you want to meet Noah and the rest of the kids, you could do so. Go to kidskids.com or go to kidnation.com and check out what we did on this trip.
Check out these pictures and videos, man. If you need a good cry, do it.
Yes.
And it's happy stuff, too.
It's happy stuff, too. We're live from
stuff.
Walt Disney World. Mickey Mouse is in the house. Buzz Lightyear's in the house.
Make some noise, y'all. Come on.
The families are rolling in, and we'll keep you posted with what's been going on. It's Kids Kids 2013.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. It's Kids Kids 2013. Make some noise, families.
Yeah, they're moving slow this morning.
A lot of them are out till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
They were open late last night, but they're coming in. They're having some breakfast. Woody's here from Toy Story.
Tiana's over there, too. She was the elusive princess. A lot of little girls, I just can't find Tiana. I can't find Tiana.
You
got
to stay on the move. When you're the black princess, you got to stay on the move. Mm-hmm. You got to stick in the move.
But, Jenna, lots of young boys here are willing to commit to your lion face. So I was wondering if you're still single.
Hashtag Jenna got dumped.
Okay, yes. Yes, I think it's pretty obvious that I am.
Well, good.
If you were to marry Jenna and took her last name, what would your name be?
Owen Vera Bray Owen.
And then your initials would be
It would. Get it? Uh-oh.
I know, because it's like you got in trouble, but you did it.
Because I was O at the front and the O at the end.
I know. It has it in the front and in the back, thus making it uh-oh.
So, Michaela, did you forget about the teacup?
No.
You still want to ride the teacup?
If you don't go on Splash Mountain with me.
Oh, I'll do Splash Mountain. You want to do Splash Mountain instead?
Yeah.
I'll do that in a heartbeat before I do the teacups.
Okay.
So if we do Splash Mountain, we don't have to do the teacups?
No.
All right.
Yes. I'll take it in, but don't look down.
Cause I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the turn. I've been waiting to smile, eh? The whole thing.
The most fun I had is at Magic Kingdom with the princesses and the log rats.
We're all really excited because she hasn't stopped smiling the whole trip.
Through their eyes, seeing all the characters has been absolutely amazing. And if we see one, we have to get a million pictures.
Goodbye!
Take it in, but don't look down.
And just to see their characters that they watch on TV actually become, you know, live and big size and in person.
Clearly, there's a lot of benefits from being a kid's kid, but sometimes there's even benefits from being a sibling of a kid's kid. Braylee is one of our kids from this year. She's from Sulphur Springs, Texas, right? Now, her brother, Peyton, clearly used his time here at Disney World to his advantage.
Well, I was asking a girl to the banquet.
What banquet is this?
Eighth grade banquet.
Okay, the eighth grade banquet. And her name is what?
Madison Peebler.
Okay, and she goes to your school?
Yes.
So you brought a sign with you?
Yes, sir.
And what did the sign say?
Madison Banquet with me.
And so what was your plan after you brought this sign here with you?
To get one of the princesses or a Disney character to hold it up.
And did you?
Yes, sir.
And who was that? No, Ariel.
Ariel.
Ariel. And so you held up a sign that said banquet with me, and she held up one that said Madison, and you took a picture?
Yes.
And then what did you do with the picture?
I put it on Instagram and Facebook.
And Madison saw it?
Yes.
And what happened?
She put on Instagram a poster that said yes.
What? So you have a date to the eighth grade banquet?
Yes, sir.
My man. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations.
Thanks, Kids Kids, for providing me a date for the banquet.
He's a real man, too. Yeah, that wasn't Ariel. That was Aurora.
See, that's right.
It's Aurora. He's like, I ain't got time to remember which princess.
Speaking of princesses, hey, Cinderella over there in the corner.
Yeah. Oh.
What's up, girl?
Where's Cinderella?
One of these years. Al, I'm just proud that you got through the first question without stumbling and stopping.
That's what I do, dog. That's what I do.
How'd you stumble? Never mind.
It's the magic of Disney, and that's where we are. We are at Disney World, Orlando, 2013. Kids, make some noise, y'all.
And coming up, I'm going to share with you what might be the most heartwarming experience I've ever had on the Kids Kids trip. From an orphanage in China to right here at Disney World, get ready to meet Grace. Next, live from Disney World, it's Kids Kids 2013. Yay!
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning. In the morning.
Yes, we're live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. You hear that? That's our families. They're having breakfast. Yeah. They stayed out till like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, partying like rock stars, man.
No idea.
They stay out longer than I stay out. I mean, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
They made us look like rookies, Al.
Right?
Man.
Well, they know. I mean, for us, we come back year after year. For them, this is their shot, you know?
Right? And we give them little kids dollars. They're walking around making it rain up in Disney.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom set up to 3 a.m., they're going to be there.
Right?
But we do have a little special guest up here.
We do. You know, we meet... I mean, every family here has such inspiring stories, and, you know, we try and tell you about every single one of them when we're on the trip, but every now and then, you know, this is my fifth trip, I find myself, you know, sometimes gravitating towards a particular child, and on the first night we were here at the welcome dinner, this little girl that's sitting in my chair right now, Gracie.
Say
hey,
hi,
Gracie.
Hi.
Hey, Gracie, what are you eating?
What are you eating?
Bread.
She's eating strawberry bread.
Can I have some?
No.
Can I have some? Can I have some?
No.
Can I have it?
No.
Come on. No. Just give me a little nibble, Gracie.
No. Make her go off.
But, you know, these little kids are so warm and friendly, and Gracie ran up to me the first time I was here and gave me a hug and a kiss and just said, I love you. Isn't that what you did?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And I melted because she was wearing a Superman hoodie cape and said she loved to scare people and loved pranks and liked scary things. She wanted to do Jedi training, and the whole time she had on pink sneakers. I'm thinking, she's a girl boy. She's a girl
she's
boy
like you, Jenna.
After my own heart. Yes. So what did we do? We did the Jedi training, right? And then yesterday before the Lion King show, what did you give me?
A paper.
Yeah, you drew me a letter, right?
Yes.
And I had you read that to me. Listen, this is what you wrote me.
Thank you. Someone like Sarah, you know, my glasses. And
spending
time with me, cool.
You know, I've never had that problem.
And this says, I'm glad. What does that say? I am glad you.
That you are my friend.
Aww. What made you want to write that?
Ask my mom.
Did you write it?
Yeah, my mom told me
did
to do it.
Did you want to write it, or did your mom make you write it?
I want to write it.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's so sweet.
Sometimes children need a gentle nudge.
Just a nice, gentle nudge.
And you actually got back from the park and wrote me another one, didn't you? Yeah, you're a very good artist.
Wow.
So, you know, after the Lion King show...
She's like, whatever, Jenna.
Disney food's delicious. No, after the Lion King show, I wanted to sit down and talk to her mom, Jamie, because this story was super fascinating to me. Grace was born... Where were you born, Grace?
In China.
Okay, in Tyler.
She said China.
Oh, China.
So you got mad. Can I have some now?
Yeah, she was born in China and was living in an orphanage, yeah. Right, and sharing a crib with two other girls. And
wow.
Her mom, Jamie, was single and living in San Antonio and, you know, made the decision, I want to have a child, but I don't have anyone in my life that I want to have a child with, so I'm going to adopt. Mm-hmm. And her mom was a teacher and had taught special needs before, and she made this decision to adopt you, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and she did not have very much time to prepare for what was about to come along with that.
And so they told me I had 48 hours to decide. This was a heart kiddo, and they didn't know much about that heart defect. So 48 hours later, I did decide after talking to a pediatrician and a cardiologist. They said, as a single mom, you could definitely do it. And then 3 months later, my mom and I flew to China, and I picked up a 18-month girl who was as blue as Violet from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And it was very scary. She was so little. And she came home 6 weeks after we got home. She had her first open-heart surgery. We learned that her heart defect was a lot more severe than what the paperwork said. It was a miracle that she was even alive. I almost lost her twice. When I almost lost her, she was gray. She... Sorry, it makes me cry.
No.
She needed the ventilator. They didn't want to put her on the ventilator because they were afraid to damage her heart. And she was getting grayer, and you could see she was dying. And finally, they made the decision, let's put her on the ventilator. And she just kept begging me, please tell me a story. So I used to tell her crazy stories of the three little pigs, right? Yeah. And she covered 2 months later, and she went to preschool. She started preschool again, and she got better and better, and now here she is. Seeing her dance with Beast, because she loves Belle, and then Jedi training, and when she's like, I'm going to take Darth Vader down. That was so cool. She is so brave. She showed her brave side. She is awesome.
And you have such a big heart. I've noticed watching you interact with other families, too, and I know you have a background in education, and you're a middle school librarian,
I am,
right?
Yes.
But you're so good with the other kids and other families, and I see you making connections and exchanging information with them.
I do, and being in the hospital so many times, especially the siblings, the kids who are healthy, they kind of get the shaft a little bit because it's always on the sick kiddo. And I always see how hurt sometimes, so I just want to say, hey... You know, I can hang out. I'll listen to you because I get it. My mom's freaking out right now. I get it because I freak out. Yeah, I'm crazy.
I'm so impressed that she has, what you said, half a heart. I feel like she has more heart than I do. I would give her some of mine. Can I give you some of my heart?
Crazy.
Silly. I know. Don't you wish it was that easy?
I know, right? Wouldn't it be nice? I would totally give anything. I would give up arms, limbs, anything she needed. I totally would. But it's nice to see her act like a little kid and not be Miss Big Pants, right?
Is your mom your best friend?
Yes!
As you drool.
Well, I know you said that you've had to become very, very selfless, but your mom wants to do one thing at Disney World that you don't want to do. So can we take her to do that one thing? Do you know what she wants to do?
No.
I want to ride Everest.
Is that okay?
Yes!
All right. I love you guys. You're so wonderful. Aww, kisses and hugs. Oh, you see, not to bring down the room, but my heart's really been hurting these last few months, and I think, I'm sure Al, Kelly, JC, Caroline, all of us here at Kid Craddock in the Morning feel the same way. You know, we lost a big part of our lives, and it's been really painful, and all of the families, not just Grace and her mom, you guys have really warmed my heart being on this trip, and thank you. Thank you for being a part of this, because it's really felt like something was kind of missing in my heart lately, and this has really made me feel a lot better. So thank you for being a part of it. Did you have a good time?
Yes.
Yes. How does your heart feel?
Great.
All right.
Good. Gracie, what would you like to say to your mommy?
I love her.
Oh.
And what do you want to say to me?
I love you.
Yeah. Well, you what about JC?
Well, we love you, Gracie, and we're so happy you came on this trip.
Did you have so much fun on the trip?
Yes.
Good, I'm glad.
We're live from Walt Disney World. It's Kids Kids 2013. We'll be right back.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
And now joining us on stage.
Yeah.
A very perky and awake.
Yeah, she is super awake right now and ready to go.
You weren't out till 3 o'clock in the morning, were you, Caroline Craddock?
Two in the morning
on a school night.
They Magic Kingdom and different parks have special park hours for people staying on property. And happened to be that last night Magic Kingdom stayed until 3 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of our families went. And I guess you got peer pressured into going.
Absolutely, as I did this entire trip.
Yeah, was the park full at that time of night?
Yeah.
It was full.
Yeah.
Wow.
About 1 o'clock, they still had the babies out, and it was packed.
Wow. Crazy.
You know?
Now, Caroline. Go ahead, Kelly.
No, you do what you have to do to grab, you know, every last moment you can.
Mm. And when was the last time you came on this trip, Caroline?
I was 13, so about 10 years ago.
So you had to get everything in. How was the trip compared to when you were 13? Because it's completely different for you now.
Oh, it's vastly different. I'm kind of an adult now. And
kind of.
I got peer pressure to go on so many roller coasters, and I am now a roller coaster junkie.
You love it?
Love it.
Oh, good.
Absolutely love it.
Did you go back on the Jungle Cruise? I know when my first trip on Kids Kids, when you were only 4 years old, she was traumatized so greatly that at 23 years old, she's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Well, I went.
You did it.
I went. I had a wonderful family with me that held my hand the whole time.
And how do you feel now about the Jungle Cruise?
Still scary.
Yeah. Still scary.
I tried to say it was the Jingle Cruise for Christmas and make it all Christmassy. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Still terrifying.
We haven't talked about this, but Caroline Craddock found herself a husband on this trip.
Oh. Say what?
You know what I'm saying?
He might be. Caroline seems a bit confused by this revelation.
Am I going to have to give
yours
you away?
Yours truly.
Oh, that's right. That's
you already right. forgot I was your husband.
Sorry,
for a night.
I have so many husbands.
Oh, yeah, because you guys went out. You guys went out one night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to the piano bar, and we wanted Sweet Caroline to play.
Mm-hmm.
And they had already played it. Apparently, they had played it like 2 songs before we got there.
Aww. But I thought they only played like 5 songs, so it'll come up again.
I thought so. We tried all the stops. We told them it was Caroline's birthday. That didn't work. We told them it was Caroline's anniversary. And then that led to it was her wedding night. And then they asked where the husband's at. And I was sitting next to her, and I had a wedding ring on. So I was like,
sure.
Oh, right here. So we were married for a night.
It was great.
How's the trip? I haven't seen a lot of you. How's the trip been for you? I mean, every time I saw you, you were just partying with families in the park.
I haven't laughed this much. And so JC saw me yesterday as I literally was running to not pee pee in my pants because I was laughing so hard.
And she was going the wrong way every which way.
But yeah, I mean, I just felt like such a kid again. It was so much fun. I loved
it. Because we wanted you to have a good time too. Because you've had a rough few months.
It's been a rough, yeah. I just was telling someone yesterday, it's like, this has been the best time I've had in so long. So
I think this is like the best group that we could have had for this
trip. Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I mean, we've had some great groups in the past, but I've told a few of the parents, hey, this is like one of the most well-behaved groups, I think, ever of all time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to once throw a kid in the lake or anything.
And I could have tossed Michaela in a couple times.
Yeah, Michaela's a bunch. But we really needed kids. Personally, I really needed the kids to pick me up this
and
trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And I really thank y'all, because y'all don't know what y'all meant to me or us. But personally, I could just tell you how this was a great group for us.
It was great.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Caroline, you know, your father had set up the charity he's always talked about. I mean, every year he says the kids is going to continue beyond me.
Right.
We didn't realize it was going to happen this soon. And I know you said that just very recently he had a conversation about you picking up and carrying the torch when he wasn't going to be running the charity
right.
anymore,
right.
right?
Right.
That's kind of like, you know, a premonition on his part, I guess. Was that something that you wanted, that you envisioned for yourself? Because you're doing a beautiful job, and you've embraced the charity, but was that what you wanted for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, he had this conversation with me right when I graduated from college. He called mm-hmm. me, and you
and that's
know,
only been a minute ago.
Yeah, and I was searching for jobs, and he was like, you can find something, but ultimately, like, if you would like it, he was like, I've always seen you running this foundation at the end of the day. And he was like, would that be something you would want? And I never really thought about it, because it was just always Dad's thing. And
mm-hmm.
Once he put that thought in my head, I was like, yeah, I mean, of course, like, this is kind of my thing as well.
Because you've known it, you were part of the trip since, well, before I knew you, which was at age 4, and you were always on the trip and befriending the families. And, you know, like you said, it was something you hadn't thought of, but when he put the idea in your head, you still thought it was something so far off in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how are you handling? It's a pretty big, awesome responsibility.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, and I felt like I was putting a lot of pressure on you saw me 2 days before the trip, and I was kind of a mess. You know, I was like, I feel the pressure to be strong and do my dad justice. But it was like the second I got in that hangar and started meeting the families, everything went away.
You turned into a kid again.
Yeah. And I had a dream with my dad in it, and I was dreaming about him a lot, like when he first passed away, but it's been, you know, a few months now, so I kind of have lost those dreams. But he came to me in a dream the night before and was like, I'm so sorry I left you, but you have so much fun. He was like, you have fun.
Wow.
And I woke up that morning with like a huge smile on my face, and I was like, let's do it, you know? So that I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Well,
it was just
well you know, you're running the charity now, and your kid had a tradition of, you know, telling us what we've done wrong and what we've done right. So
are you going to go down the line?
You know, maybe. Do you have any?
Oh my God,
is this, well, we should do our performance review
okay,
right now.
Yeah. Performance review. Yeah. Caroline,
do you have any? You know.
Okay, let's start with Al.
Yeah.
All right, Al.
Oh, my. Let me sit down. Do I need to sit down?
Usually we do this off the air, but I thought it'd be so much fun to do our performance
review
on the air
this
year.
Thanks,
well, I actually have some notes on my phone.
Oh,
so
of course
you have
do.
What?
Yeah, yeah, that's
you have notes.
I like notes. I like everything you do, Caroline.
Al, I would like for you to maybe not hit on the children's siblings sometimes. Keep it to yourself.
They're over 18, Caroline. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I would like for you to stop being creepy. Uh-huh.
that well, that's like,
yeah.
that's just
running
over every year.
I'd like the water to not be wet, but, you know.
And we can just stop with the evaluations right there. Caroline, we're very proud of you. You've
Thank
done your
you.
Father
you
very
have.
Proud
you
of
have.
This trip.
And you have a lot of decisions to make and a lot of things to do. And I remember when we pulled into the hangar here in Orlando, there was some confusion as to whether we were going to the terminal or to the hangar. And Rob yells out, Caroline, should we go to the terminal or the hangar?
And we're like, what?
And Caroline goes, what are you asking me for?
You can go to kidskids.com and kidnation.com for all the photos and all the videos from this year's Kids Kids trip. Thank you so much for making us a part of this trip, everybody. We had a blast with you guys. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Yay!
It's Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Do, 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 do. Hi, ho, there you go. Do, 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 do.
Oh, that noise means we're about to go. Come on, ride the train. We're riding. Come on, ride the train. We're riding. Choo-choo! Got it. Choo-choo! Come on, ride! Whoa! Whoa! Come on, ride the train. Whoa! Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my. Whoa! Dip! Whoa! Come on, ride the train! Whoa! Come on, ride the train! You ride it! Whoa! Choo-choo! Choo-choo! Whoa! Are you singing? Whoa! Come on, whoa! Whoa! Are you singing? Whoa! Wow! Come on, ride the train! Oh, okay. Come on, ride the train! Come on! You ride it! Come on, ride the train! Woo! Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Wow.
Oh. See, what had happened was,
I don't know if I call it awesome.
You about to throw up.
Yeah, I'm about to throw up, I think.
Man, Al.
See, Are you about to throw up?
Are you ever going to learn how to ride a roller coaster?
I try to make the kids feel more comfortable. That's all I'm doing. I'm trying to make them feel like, you know, it's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to scream and yell. See, they see me doing big guy doing screaming, yelling. It's like, oh, okay, Big Al screaming. It's okay to be scared. And it's okay to pee in your pants. Big Al just pee in his pants.
Speaking of being scared, that involved with the coolest moment that I saw this trip.
Really?
And it happened yesterday. We go to the Lion King show every single year.
Yeah.
And we do it. It's a tradition. We go every Sunday morning. We get all the families. We go to the Lion King show. Mm-hmm. And Dorian, he's not a kid. He's one of the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to sit next to me at the Lion King show.
Okay, yeah.
And so he was begging me. He's like, man, JC, can I sit next to you at the Lion King show? Please, 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 please. You know, many of these families, it's their first vacation. They're going on their first attractions, going on their first ride. So to them, everything is big here at Disney World. And sitting front row at the Lion King, because I had a little hookup, I had a little bench up front with the kids,
don't get
is
any bigger
big
than that, right?
So I said, you know what, Dorian? Yeah, man, you could come sit with me. Sat next to me, and his brother Nathan is in a wheelchair, and he has cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
That his brain is completely fine. It's just difficult for him to
express
what he's feeling and what he wants to say. So he's a couple rows behind us in his wheelchair. And the show starts, and I see Dorian's just really excited, and it's happening. And all of a sudden, I see him look back at his brother, Nathan. Mm. And he gets this look of, I don't know what to do, a little bit of panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Dorian, and I said, what's wrong? And he goes, my brother's scared. And I looked back at Nathan, and I couldn't tell because, you know.
I saw you looking back, and I couldn't tell what you were looking back at.
And Nathan kind of had his head down like he was trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorian's like, I can't let my brother be alone. Because he was in the line of wheelchairs. And so.
And this is a 9-year-old.
This is a 9-year-old brother. A brother.
To be so attentive and intuitive about how his brother's feeling.
And remember, this kid was asking me about 100 times if he could sit up front because he really wanted to sit up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I got to go be by my brother. And he got up and he walked over to Nathan and crouched behind him and was hugging him from behind and whispering in his ear and being so tender with him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the siblings,
kids. The entire show, and I was like, man, I just, it melted my heart to see how good they are with each other.
Yeah.
He gave up something he really wanted, something that was big to him, because at 9 years old, doing that is big. And he did it for his brother, to go sit next to him and hug him and to tell him that everything was going to be okay.
It would be cool if all brothers and sisters that don't necessarily have a sick sibling could see these siblings and the way they interact with their with their brother or sister.
I couldn't tell their mom enough that I was so proud of Dorian for what he did.
Yeah.
And they're just like regular brother and sisters, too. They fight.
They fight.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
They chase each other to the knife drawer. I'm convinced that other people did that, not just me and my brother. It wasn't just me and my brother that did that, but they do. But when it comes to the big things, I mean, there's so much love there.
Yeah.
And they see other people looking at their brothers and sisters. And
they're protective.
You know, like one mom was telling me, she said, you know, people look at my kid in a wheelchair and they look at him like he smells bad. Or, you know, they have all these things about these kids. It's like they're just normal kids.
Yeah.
You can't forget these are just normal normal kids. They just happen to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or they happen to have a tube. You know, it's just...
Whatever, yeah.
It's a good wake-up call for everybody.
It is.
And I can't tell you, we go through the parks.
Yeah.
This was the weirdest year ever. So many people were so excited, like, kids, kids!
I know.
Yeah. We were running into people from all across the country that are familiar with the charity because, you know, with kids passing, it made national news. So a lot of people became familiar mm-hmm. with the charity that had never heard of it before. We were meeting people from all over the country. Yeah. They were treating our kids like rock stars. They were treating us like rock stars.
And a lot of them were scared to come up and talk to us because they didn't want to take away time from the kids.
Right.
They were so thrilled. Really cool. They were tweeting, I saw kids. I follow some people. Mm-hmm. They tag us. I saw kids at the Lion King. It's so fun. It was almost like a little Where's Wally moment for people.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was really awesome.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, and then there was, and I guess. And
then there was that.
That was that.
Trail off show.
Yeah, you know, 2013 Kids is going on right now. It's our final day in the park. Kids are taking pictures.
Yeah, Woody's back. They keep Tiana's here, Cinderella's here, Woody and Buzz, Mickey and Minnie.
We're paying Mickey and Minnie overtime, man. They've been here all morning. That's gotta be, man, time and a half after 2 hours. That's gotta be expensive. Kids 2013.
Listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of people to thank for mm-hmm. making this year's trip possible.
But before you do that, I've got to slide down the banister. Hang on.
Oh, it's getting ugly. Oh, good. Good for you.
Oh, that was so scary looking.
Got it.
Thank you for not injuring yourself. Let that be my first thank you for today.
And thank you, Corbin Cox. Thank you for coming on the trip with us, okay?
He's good with that. Okay, good. We also have to thank Southwest Airlines for providing the charter flight and all the other direct flights. You know, not all the families could ride on our flight with us out of Dallas Love Field, so we thank them for that. And also Samsung for giving you all those fabulous Tab 3.0s and the Galaxy S4 Zooms. I'm telling you, I'm getting one of those. Those take the best pictures, right?
Right. Lori Hansen, thank you for coming on the trip. You can say you're welcome. I'm really not asking you a question, am I? Lori, will you accept my thank you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, thank you very much. Zoria, thank you very much for coming on the trip. Did you have a great time? All right. Yeah, you had a great time.
Maybe you can find some talkative kids mm-hmm. to say thank you to.
Al's the kids' whisperer.
Yeah, right.
We also like to thank Atlas Van Lines for providing the transportation to get all of this equipment from Dallas to Orlando. That was a huge undertaking.
Yes.
Yeah, and something super cool, Orlando Magic, they give us their hangar for our departure for this chartered flight that we take.
Are they playing away today?
I don't know. It's always really cool if the Magic are on an away game when all the athletes park all of their super nice
Bentleys.
Cars I'll never get to be in at the hangar. So thank you to the Orlando Magic.
Hey, Peyton, thank you for coming on the trip with us. I'm glad you got a date, dog. Want to send a shout out to your girl?
Thanks.
Say shout out. Madison, I'm coming to take you to the banquet.
Madison, I'm coming to take you to the banquet.
There you go, brother.
I'm going to tell you, that kid is such a gentleman. He, Emma Kelly, wanted one of these blinky light necklaces, and he said, here, give her mine. I'll just lose it anyway. He's so chivalrous.
And how do you remember his girl's name, and you can't even remember your...
I don't know. Yeah. It's
the
a
only
very
reason
good
he calls
question.
Her doctor girlfriend is because he can't remember her real name.
That's a very
Let's just be
good
honest.
Question.
That's weird.
Thank you to Orlando Transportation Security Administration and MCO TSA Care Team for providing security escorts for the families flying direct via the Orlando Airport.
And Cantina Laredo, they give us these box lunches to take on the plane. I was so hungry on the way down.
They
always
feed us coming and going. They feed us coming and going because mm-hmm. they don't do meal service on these flights. That's
what'd you
great.
Want to say?
No one goes hungry
thank
on this
you for
trip.
Making my sister smile.
Aww.
You're dang welcome.
What's your sister's name?
Sade. She's right here.
Sweetest tap.
Oh, hey, Sade.
That's exactly who she was
named
after.
For coming on the trip, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you to Twerk Daddy. This Twerk Daddy is up here, the star of the show.
Yeah, he is.
The star of the show. Twerk Daddy, y'all give it up.
Hello, this is Twerk Daddy, a.k.a. Twerk All Day.
And would Twerk Daddy like to thank JC for sacrificing his time last night to take him to watch a football game? We were all so moved by JC's sacrifice, Twerk Daddy.
What?
Sure. JC's awesome. I love JC. He's a cool guy. We had a good time last night.
What does this trip mean to you and your family, Doc?
It means the world to us. It's you guys have given us a shining moment, a memory that will last for a lifetime. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank everybody here, Big Al, all the cast members, JC, everybody. You guys have given us a gift that we could never get from anywhere. And from the bottom of my heart, for my family, I want to thank you guys. And I just want to say how much we love and adore you guys and how down to earth you guys are. And we appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Can you give us one last twerk before we go home?
Oh. Come on. This is the last twerk, the last twerk of the season.
And he's retiring.
Last twerk, y'all.
The last twerk.
The last twerk, y'all.
Come on.
Last twerk. Put your hands up. The last twerk. Come on, y'all. Come on. Go twerk, daddy. Go twerk, daddy.
Oh, twerk daddy Junior in the house. What's up?
Oh, no, Al.
Oh, Al. No, you're going to throw something out. Al, stop it. Al, stop it.
What? I can twerk?
For some reason, it turns dirty when you do it.
Good job. Good job, Isaiah.
Twerk daddy looks good doing it. And then you
give it up for twerk daddy, everybody.
All right. We got to get through the rest of these thank yous real quick. Advanced Aero Medical, thank you for providing the oxygen for our families. Ultimate Cupcake, of course, for obviously cupcakes. Yes. Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders for being there at the send-off.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, Diamond Business Solutions. They provided us with all the name badges, pouches, and lanyards that kept us all recognizing each other in the parks. Fun Factory Events, they did all the decorations for our departure event out of the hangar.
Thank you to Dr. Bob at Eyepieces. Mm-hmm. He gave sunglasses for all the kids' families. Those were real cool.
The Compassion Program, those were the Park Hopper Passes and Genie Passes. How cool were those?
They got these families on rides so quickly.
Quick.
Those Genie Passes are worth their weight in gold.
They are gold. I had so many families asking me, you know, non-kids families, as well as some of the parents here coming up and going, these things are just like magic.
Priceless.
I know.
Priceless.
Just VIP passes everywhere. No lines.
And the Disney events and broadcast groups who were with us documenting all of this, the footage. I mean, we put those camera people through some rough stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot of work.
I mean, can you imagine riding these rides screaming your head off, but then having to
hold
a
camera?
We appreciate them so much. Games to You was there providing the entertainment for the kids at the send-off as well. Mary Kay gave all these. Oh, you moms. How much are you loving those Mary Kay beauty bags? The moms are so. They were like, we just want to do something for the moms. These gift bags worth $200 each just for all the moms on the kids'
wow.
trip.
Yep. Awesome. Way to go, America.
Yeah, Fusion of Ideas did the custom work on the back of those tabs and the device training.
We have kids
on the back of those tablets that they got. Super cool. Distillery Media, of course, Randy Peterson. We work with him a lot.
Go, Randy.
All this production, filming. Thanks so much, Randy. And Sandy, our photographer, she's been on the trip. I don't even know how many years volunteering her time, taking some of the most fabulous photos that you guys
Sandy Merrick Photography, if you ever need a great photographer.
And they're great with the kids, too. They're not just snapping pictures. They're great with the kids.
We need to thank Champion Management. They're our PR partners, Raising Cane's. Also, the Swan and Dolphin Hotel for the fabulous accommodations. Again, Walt Disney World for making so many concessions for us. Liquid Graphics, who did the T-shirts and all the visors for the family. We've got to thank Mears Transportation and Hello Florida for getting everyone to and from the airport. Promo Shop, who provided the premium items and all that fun stuff. Fast Signs of Irving's for getting the signs done so fast for us.
I think the music's going
to
start in a minute.
I know, so I'm trying to rush through these last few. And Barker Specialty Group, who were our Disney merchandise partner, as well as all the staff, the medical, the nurses. How great were our nurses and our
doctors? And the doctors.
They were here, the volunteers, all the donors and the special guests and all of our affiliates who have supported Kids all these years.
Most importantly, we want to thank you if you're listening to our show right now, if you donated to Kids for all the support you have given Kids.
You made this happen, and this was just one of the most special trips we've ever had.
So go to KidsKids.com and KidNation.com. You can see all the pictures, all the video from this year's trip. And we'll be back tomorrow live, just not from Disney World.
That's it for Kids 2013.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.